AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Aviation experts say yesterday's crash of an Azerbaijani airliner in Kazakhstan was likely caused by Russian air defense fire. Rika Ann Garcia has details.
Azerbaijani Airlines Embraer 190 was en route from Baku to the Russian city of Grozny. The Russian Civil Aviation Authority's preliminary information indicated the pilots diverted to Kazakhstan after a bird strike led to an emergency on board. However, some aviation experts say that the holes seen in the plane's tail section likely indicate that it could have come under fire from Russian air defense systems, fending off a Ukrainian drone attack. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Ukraine's military intelligence says North Korean troops are suffering heavy losses in Russia's Kursk region and facing logistical difficulties as a result. Ukraine's president said earlier this week that 3,000 North Korean troops have been killed or wounded in the fighting. Israeli airstrikes hit Yemen today, targeting the Houthi rebel-held capital and multiple ports. They follow several days of Houthi attacks on Israel. U.S. officials tell AP they asked for and got a retraction of an independent monitor's warning of imminent famine in North Gaza. The report from the U.S.-funded Famine Early Warning System Network had warned that starvation deaths could reach famine levels as soon as next month. It cited what it called Israel's near-total blockade of food and water. The U.S. ambassador to Israel criticized the finding as inaccurate and irresponsible. And Lisa Dwyer reports a sinkhole has shut down part of I-80 in New Jersey.
Crews are evaluating how to repair the sinkhole and how long it will take to repair the large hole along the highway's right shoulder. Motorists were being directed to take a short detour before being able to get back on the interstate, which connects northern New Jersey with Pennsylvania. New Jersey's Highway Department says the closure comes at a time when traffic is lighter than normal. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Holiday sales rose 3.8% this year. MasterCard Spending Pulse says the last 5 days accounting for 10% of the spending. Unemployment claims ticked down slightly while mortgage rates are up. Freddie Mac puts the average 30-year at 6.85%. And a light day of trading on Wall Street. Alex Vega has the AP Markets report.
Stock indexes drifted to a mixed finish on Wall Street as some heavyweight tech and communication sector stocks offset gains elsewhere in the market. The S&P 500 fell less than 0.1% Thursday, its first loss after three straight gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 28 points or 0.1%. And the Nasdaq Composite fell 0.1%. Tesla, Meta Platforms, Amazon, and Netflix helped pull the market lower. Trading volume was lighter than usual as U.S. markets reopened following the Christmas holiday. Treasury yields fell in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury slipped to 4.58%. This is Alex Vega.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.